Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Maarten Horst, I'm your host as every week, and our show gives the latest galactic news. And my guest today is Nancy Briggs, and Nancy has had encounters with ETs and UFOs and UGOs, unidentified ground objects, on a regular basis. She also works with the Archangels and does volunteer healing work. She encouraged you to read her recently published book, When the Sleeping Giants Awakes Within, published by Balboa Press. It is available internationally online and in all forms. It was chosen in the top 30 by International Publishing from Hay House after their non-fiction writing contest recently. Nancy discusses some of her encounters with advanced races, both good and bad, and she was also asked to help heal here in 2005 by Divine Force. The journey to fulfill that request was remarkable, and her discoveries are noted in the book, a small portion of them. In the last chapter, a few pages from the end, you will find a Universal Declaration of Independence. It was written in 15 minutes with the help of Divine Messenger after her prayer request. Her prayer was, "Help me with the words that need to be heard." If you decide to look into her work, know that there are many messages to be found in her experiences, and consider herself a spiritual humorist. If you find her work, you would be able to interest to the listeners. So, with all your experiences, Nancy, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yes. Where do you want to start? I mean, I can ask you how it all started when your awakening took place, but maybe it's also interesting to talk about the recent developments with disclosure, because I have the feeling it's imminent. What do you think?
You know what? I have the same feeling, Martin, and I think many, many, many souls around the planet recognize that we are on the cusp of a pretty tremendous change, and I believe it is a spiritual evolutionary process for the human being and the human body, heart, and mind, actually. So
yes,
I completely agree that we're in the midst of change, and sometimes change does not come easily. And I think it's about changing our perspectives, changing our hearts and minds, and getting prepared for becoming better human beings and better healing beings, because that's why we're here. We're supposed to be here helping and healing.
Yes, I agree. So what is taking place right now in the global affairs with the ETs and with the Earth allies? I mean, what's really going on? I mean, the things that you don't hear in the news, maybe you are aware of them. Can you share with the listeners what you know, what's happening right now?
Well, from the messages that are coming into me, and they seem to be extremely persistent and highly wise and divine, and nothing that we have been used to hearing here. But the messages that are coming into me are great and grand things on the horizon. And since I'm an energy sensitive and an energy healer, I can truly feel the love that is in these messages. And if what is coming to the planet is following the love that's in these messages, we're in for heaven on earth.
Right. Well, we are in for a big journey, a grand journey of transformation of our consciousness and of the world. The physical world will also change. Because
correct.
I'm waiting for those ships to land. I can't wait to meet my Pleiadian cousins.
Well, I think that it will be in divine timing, and I'm not exactly sure if it is going to be a one-time magnificent event, if it will be an instant shift, or if it will be personal contact. I really do not know, and I don't really believe that anybody does. I think we probably have some pretty good ideas that there's something big on the horizon, but
yeah.
I think when we get to a point where we're ready to receive that information and we're ready to take it on board and we step down our fear, I think the whole world will change in a pretty quick way and manner. And I
yes.
see UFOs on a regular basis. So there's no doubt in my mind that they do exist. I have had ET contacts. The contacts that I've had in the physical with ETs have been interesting.
Yeah.
And I speak about it in the book, you know, but my focus, hopefully today anyway, is on the blessings that I've received from these divine beings and the messages. And the messages are all basically the same. I've received many messages in many different dialects, and they're all the same. And they all speak of what is to come, and what is the divine plan here, and the magnificence in the changes. And it'll be like nothing that we are used to seeing or encountering or experiencing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, me too. Can you, Nancy, can you talk a bit about those changes that are coming? Give a bit details about what you have heard from those beings.
Okay, I will. I was advised when I was first enlisted to help heal here that we will be enjoying free energy technologies, which means clean air, water, and land. We will be enjoying the use of sentient technologies, which I had no knowledge of at the time, but I was shown a machine, if that's what you want to call it. But basically, the concept of the sentient technologies is that they interact with the being utilizing the technology, and they are only able to activate for that specific being, because each one of us has an energy signature. And this technology is so advanced that it will only respond to its personal operator. It's not something that can be hijacked, let's put it that way. So whatever the technologies are that are coming in, they are phenomenal. And I've been told that these technologies are so advanced that they can literally remove all of the dross that we have on this planet now, like the nuclear waste, all of these corrupted energy systems that are detrimental to the planet and the people. And the Galactics are bringing this technology to the planet. And I believe there are probably going to be some rules and regulations with it, because they will not turn it over to the hands of those who will misuse or abuse it. That's already been done.
Very understandable. It is understandable, but those technologies are sentient. They are living beings, right?
Some are, yes. There are a various many technologies that have been withheld and suppressed on this planet. And some of them have been placed in the hands of those who are very irresponsible with them. And that's why there's so much suppression and oppression here. And it has been allowed for various reasons. Greed seems to be at the top of the list, always. And those who lead us have been misleading us, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they were willfully misleading us, because I'm well aware of the RFID chipping programs and all of these other things that they've somewhat forced upon the citizenry here, covertly.
Yes, I'm aware of it. Well, I was recently in England to see the crop circles, Nancy.
Yes.
And there's a military basis next to the crop circle area, and there was so much activity going on. Helicopters hovering above a crop field, just 2 meters above the crop field, hovering for an hour. I don't know where they were looking for, but it seemed that they saw interdimensional spacecraft that we don't see. So I think the military have the technology to see in other dimensions.
Yes, they do, actually. And that's why there are so many secrets and so many secrets kept, is because the military believes that they have to control this shift and this consciousness expansion and the whatnot. And the truth is that if their intentions are less than honorable and exclusive in any way or oppressive in any way of the citizens or the planet, then the control will be removed from their hands, and it is not up to them.
Well, hopefully that's going to happen soon, because they have damaged us long enough, and
Correct.
It's time for us to be free citizens now of Gaia.
Correct. And that's been the whole purpose, I believe, on a lot of these secretive black operations and these technological assaults and the whatnot, is that if you can suppress and control the citizenry, a free-thinking citizenry, then you can control the outcome. But when people truly wake up to the impact of misuse or abuse of technological methods and means, then they recognize the oppression in it. And unless they have, from my perspective and from my own higher knowing, unless someone in the physical has consciously agreed to be contracted to endure mind control implantation or pharmaceutical assault or anything else, then they are literally just being used and misused and abused without their knowledge.
Right.
So that is, I believe, the biggest problem we have here, you know, because we have many folks verify that they have been abducted by extraterrestrials their whole lives. Experimentations have been performed upon them against their will, etc. And I don't believe that if our leadership knows of these things, that they should be agreeing to them. Whether these people signed, or these souls signed a contract prior to incarnating into this planet, that they would be willing to hold and hide an implant, I don't believe holds too much water today. If
no.
People's free will and free thought and free right to be free of oppression is usurped and overridden by misuse or abuse of technological devices unbeknownst to their conscious mind, then they have had their free will removed, from my perspective.
Yes. Well, we need some way of interference now in those beings that are controlling the planet somehow. But how do you see that this interference is going to take place? Because we need a kind of force that is stronger than the secret services of this planet. So how
Correct.
Is this going to take place? Are the Galactics going to help us?
Because well, I believe that they will step in and they will literally remove any technological interference that we are exposed to or experiencing. But first we have to be made aware, because we
yes.
cannot be healed until these things are revealed. And once you're aware of the covert, behind-the-scenes conduct and who's responsible and why and what the intended outcome and agenda is, then you can think for yourself. Because you have made the conscious choice that you do not agree with being oppressed by anyone else's technology. And right now, I believe the human consciousness level is high enough that there are many people awake and aware on this planet that comprehend that that is in direct violation of your free will. When anyone forces a technological device or advancement upon you without your consent or knowledge, your conscious consent or knowledge, then they have violated universal laws. And that is where we fail here, is that we fail to teach the universal laws. And if we have universal citizenry directing us or misdirecting us through their implant devices or technologies, then we are being led down the wrong path. Because
yes.
we are literally creating what is beneficial to these folks that are interfering with our free will. And as a human being, we are thinking beings, and we are conscious, and we have been tasked with keeping the planet, her atmospheres, her environment, her citizenry safe. And if
we
are being...
We are supposed to be custodians of this planet.
Correct.
But we cannot be, because this elite group is controlling the technologies. And I think normal citizens don't have the technology and the power to remove those beings. So we need an external force to remove them.
I agree with you, Martin. And I also agree that as the human being, we're a magnificent being. We have so many... more attributes than we've been led to believe. And that's been to keep us under control. Now, when
yes.
we awaken and open to our greater nature and our true nature and our abilities, then we comprehend the laws of attraction and those other universal laws. Now, once you comprehend the laws of attraction, or comprehend that they even exist, then you start attracting to you what will make you a better person, and those beings, those angelic beings, guardians, guides, etc., that are here in service to you. So if we can get everybody on this planet to comprehend the universal laws and to focus on a problem that we have, we can literally fix that problem, change that problem, and remove that problem from our system and our society. But
right.
We have to be made aware of all of these universal laws because they are different than the laws that man has laid down.
Yeah, but in order to do this, to understand those laws, we need also pure and clear information.
Correct.
Now, the internet is an open source, but the controlled media, the mainstream media, spreads disinformation to people. So
correct.
I think that's why disclosure needs to happen very soon.
I agree. If it happens yesterday, that's fine by me. I am ready for it.
Yes. Sheldon Neidl speaks about the Earth allies that will transmit on the radio and television stations, but I have the feeling that the Galactics will bring disclosure to the media by breaking in the signal, because I don't know if there are humans on this planet who are capable, not in the studios of CNN, they are not capable of bringing disclosure. So we need highly qualified and informed people to bring disclosure. So are these going to be some people from the Earth who are living here now, or will it be the Galactics, or both?
I believe personally that it will be both, and it will be a combination of the boots-on-the-ground folks, which is all of us, and our connections and our guardians and guides and Galactics, friends and family that are here now to assist us, because we are awake enough and aware enough and wise enough to handle this information right now. I do not agree with any society or citizenry or system that will wholeheartedly contribute to genocide or Holocaust or any of those things. And I'm sure the planet is filled with those kinds of hearts and minds. And once we comprehend what we're dealing with and what we're up against, then we can open the communications with the advanced races that have the technology to neutralize the oppression that has been forced upon the planet. But first we have to know about it. So I believe people have to get educated about the truth of these covert black operations programs. They have to get educated about the truth of these amazing light operations programs, and they have to pick or choose which side they will serve. And we shouldn't have to choose a side, because we shouldn't be under attack, or we shouldn't be having to deal with fighting for our very lives and survival. So unfortunately, we've been kind of forced to have to choose how we will serve. And a lot of people do not know that they're making a choice in every moment. And a lot of people do not know that this technology exists that can mind control you and that can force thoughts that may not be your own. A lot of people do not know these things.
Yes, and exactly. And that's why people are not enough protesting, because of chemtrails and scalar waves. Our emotions are very neutral. We don't become angry against the government. People are not protesting enough, especially in the Western countries. People are not taking the streets to protest against those governments because their emotions are being dumbed down.
Correct. And also, too, a peaceful protest will attract to you more of that. And as far as I'm concerned, peaceful is always better. It doesn't mean you say nothing. It doesn't mean you sit down and shut up. It doesn't mean you lay down and die. A peaceful protest, to me, from my perspective, means if you have information that you have been made aware of through your own experiences and you do not say anything because you think that's not my problem or thank God I don't have to deal with that, then you are part of the problem. So from my perspective, I would like to see this truth get out here, out there, out into the world. I would like to see the whistleblowers rewarded and not degraded and mocked and thrown into prison camps or whatever to be silenced or leveled fines or fees against them because they spoke up and they spoke out. And that's what we have to do, is we have to get this information out there. And it needs to be open and freely received, not silenced, not fined, not imprisoned because you spoke up and you spoke out about what you know. Because there are many grand souls on this planet right now. And we're all grand souls. We are all divine beings. And that is my biggest point, is that we're sacred, we're sovereign, and unless we consciously give someone else permission to force harm upon us, then they have no business to do so. And until we are aware that this is happening and people throughout the world have been targeted and destroyed to be silenced, with their truth, then we cannot advance. But we have to reveal it first before we can heal it. And I prefer peaceful.
Yes. No, that's why we are here, but that's why I'm doing this radio program.
Yes. To help. God bless you. God bless you, Martin. And God bless everybody who stands up and speaks up and says, this is what I know. This is what I have experienced.
And that's why I choose to have you on the show, Nancy, because you and others have great stories to share, and you have information that other people don't know, and it's very good that they become aware of your information.
Correct, because if we silence ourselves in fear, then we contribute to the problems. But if we stand in the light of truth, the darkness goes away.
Exactly.
And that's what we have to do. We have to all stand in the light of truth, set down our fear, set down the concept that it's not my problem, because we're all here living on this planet, and it is our problem, whether we like it or not. And to hide the truth does not mean to fix the problem. It just means you swept it under the rug, you hope to God nobody finds out about it, and you go on and go on to the next person that gets hit and harmed and hurt. And that's not why we're here, to keep our mouth shut so we don't have to endure it or deal with it. Some of the greatest dictators on this planet throughout our history were very successful because of our silence.
Exactly.
And that's what we have to stop, is we have to stop the silence. We certainly do not want any more violence, but we have to stop the silence, and we have to stop intimidating the whistleblowers, and we have to stop throwing them into prison because they found a piece of truth and wanted the world to know.
Exactly.
We need to champion those people, and they are our heroes, because they are unsung, and they are not making multi-million dollar paychecks to do what they do. They have a conscience and they have a heart, and they show it and share it every time they open their mouth.
Well, let's contribute Sri Ma from Chloe Gottschalk to those whistleblowers. It's a song that reveals the light in Sanskrit. It's the language the ancient people in India spoke. So here is Sri Ma, dedicated to the light workers and to
Sri
whistleblowers.
Thank you, God bless.
a real good artist who started her music for the Five Rhythms of Gabriel Roth. If anyone is familiar with the Five Rhythms of Gabriel Roth, it's a great way of dancing and releasing emotions.
Oh, it was beautiful. Thanks for sharing, Martin.
Yes. Very high vibrations, very much love in this music.
Yes, yes, very soothing, and it helps the soul to feel uplifted.
Yes, because I know one thing I learned in my life, in this lifetime, is that love is the most important thing in the universe, in existence.
That is correct. And that's why we're here. This planet needs some love.
This planet needs a lot of love. But
it does.
I don't know, it's just an impression I have that people around me, you know, just regular people on the street, I think people are slowly becoming more filled with love because of the incoming energies. What's your take on that?
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Martin. And everything that is coming into me verifies that point. And I believe that this is a process that we're going through because we were in the darker energies and in the darker ages for a long time. And I believe that we're literally at a tipping point and we're going to be turning it around to the light. And just like a moth to the flame, you're just drawn. When your spirit becomes awakened and you become awakened to spirit, then you're drawn to that loving, healing, beneficial energy, and you recognize that as home.
Yes, exactly.
So I think we're kind of in a process here where everybody is awakening to that spiritual side of them. And should we choose as a collective, and I believe the choice has already been made, to go to the light, to return to the light, then we truly will advance and become a galactic society that is love-based. There will be no dis-ease, discomfort, or discord for any soul on the planet. And that, I believe, is the divine plan.
Yes. Well, this month of August we are in now, because we are now entering the second part of 2013, and I have heard people say, some light workers, that 2013 will be the year of great change.
Yes, and I have also heard that it will be the year of truth and revelation.
Yes.
And I believe that nothing can be changed until we are aware that it needs to be. So I think that is what is going on in all nations around the world, is that our citizenry is waking up to the fact that there is too much oppression and they do not agree with it and they do not choose to live in an oppressed society.
Exactly. Truth and light needs to be shared on the planet.
Correct.
Because love can only exist where truth is.
That is correct. And when you share truth that you know and you share it freely and fearlessly, then you are conducting yourself as you're intended to be. And that is divinely free. And when you can connect at the heart level, the heart knows the truth. And that's why there are so many grand hearts that stand on this land today. Because it is time for the planet to be safe from oppression. It is time for her citizenry to be safe from oppression. And it is time to be truly free. So
yes.
I believe we're in a liberating process. And when we find our fearlessness, when we step out and speak up and reveal the truth, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of what may unfold because we do, then we are empowering the self. And when we have a planet full of empowered selves, they will work together as a collective because they know the truth. They know where they came from. They know those heavenly realms. And they know we can do better.
Yes. I just would like to take the opportunity in this radio transmission, Nancy, if you will, to invite the Galactics and to say interference is allowed because the majority of the people on Earth want change. We want the free from oppression.
Correct.
And you have permission by the majority of the people of this planet to interact with us, to disclose yourself, to land on our surface. You're welcome. So
correct.
I know you have this prime directive rule that you cannot interfere in other planets' circumstances, but our governments do not represent the people, but the people want freedom, so you can come. You are welcome.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Martin. And I would like to add to that, may God and divine forces throughout the cosmos that work for and with and towards the highest love and light and intent to heal the world intervene here and now on this divine day of August 8th in the year of Christ 2013 for peace, for freedom, for an end to all oppression of any soul on any soil. Let it be so, and so it is.
And so it is. Amen to that, Nancy. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that is how we need to change our thinking. We need to change our perspectives. We need to comprehend the truth of our troubles. And once we know what our troubles are, the solutions will come. And they will come fast. And they will come divinely guided. Because we are surrounded at this point in time by divine souls, divine energies, divine frequencies. And I can feel them.
I feel
they're
them
amazing.
Too, Nancy. Yes. And Nancy, I can tell you, I have the feeling that the Galactics are listening to this radio show.
Absolutely. They hear your thoughts.
Yeah. And yours. And of all the listeners.
Correct. Yes. And they are monitoring. It is not that they are interfering. They are just monitoring to see where your energy levels are, where your thought processes are, because when you become spiritually evolved and advanced, then you're drawn to service to those who are suffering. It is just a natural progression of the spirit and of the soul. And they truly do monitor where the light is. And they will, through the laws of attraction, be attracted to those light sources because they are here to help. And they are here to bring us to a higher state of consciousness, a higher standard of living, and a more loving and healed world. So everybody that stands on this land right here and right now today is contributing to the upliftment of the planet. Anybody who levels a smile at a stranger has just raised the frequency of someone else, of another soul. So we don't have to be rocket scientists, and we do not have to be tapped into any quantum information, even though I'm tapped into some pretty high information, and I do not need a security clearance because I've earned the right to be there through my words, actions, and deeds, and through the intentions of my soul. So that's what we have to set down is those high security clearance notions, because everyone on this planet exists here and deserves the truth about what is being done behind closed doors and by whom and what the intended outcome is. Because if it is not good for the planet, if it is not good for the citizenry, then we choose not to accept oppression by covert means.
Exactly.
And that's what we are doing in every moment. And by getting this truth out there and by bringing these experiences to the attention of the general public, then we will switch our focus not to the frivolous, but to what truly will matter to us, to our children, to theirs, and so on. And we are here to build a better way.
Yes, because the children of this planet, the people who live on this planet, they are so dire in need for love and for unity and healing.
Correct. And that is what we are doing. And from my perspective and from my own personal experiences, I do spiritual work every single day, 7 days a week. I do it in the morning to start my day and raise my vibrational frequencies and attract and bring in those angelic beings to assist me. And at the end of the day, I give gratitude and thanks for the opportunity to have served. And if we can change the perspectives here and bring in the servers, bring in the world healers, instead of beating them up or beating them down or setting them up to beat them up or beat them down, then we have changed the world for the better. So if we want change to be, then it has to begin within the heart and within the being and body, and then it will manifest on the outside. But we really do need to re-educate our population as to how to interact galactically and with the universe, and we need to restructure our focus to what is good for the universe, because we're part of that, and we do matter, and each voice has a choice. So we need to re-educate ourselves and not keep running the old programs of the past that say you have to fight to survive. Because my information advises me that we are intended right here and right now on this planet to be to set down survival mode and to pick up thrival mode. And thrival mode is for all equally, fairly, and justly, not just for those who know how to work the system. So we need to comprehend the system, comprehend the universal laws, allow the galactics to assist us, because that's why they're here. There have been several species that have come and gone on this planet that maybe did not have the greatest and grandest intentions for humanity. But with these higher light forces, they cannot function in an environment where they intend harm. Their energies will not sustain them if they intend harm, because the higher frequencies in the heavenly realm, that is where your pure consciousness is, your pure intent, and your perfection, if that's what you want to think about it as, because that is where the soul is perfect in the higher realm. And it has had to step down its energies and frequencies to step into this planet in the physical to do what we do. And what we do here is pull in the light. We bring in the light. We bring in that advanced knowledge. We bring in that advanced wisdom, that advanced spiritual way of living. And that does not mean anybody will be forced to learn yoga or forced to learn a religious dogma. That is not what this is about. Because God's rules bypass all of man's labels. And we have to learn to set those labels down, recognize each other as God sees us. You are a soul. You are a child of God. And that's how we should see each other. And once we set those labels down, we remove those veils of judgment. We remove those veils of, oh, they must be this way because. A lot of things we are programmed to believe that are simply not true. And when we can see each other as brother, sister, and family unit, a child of God, then we no longer misjudge another, because we did not walk in their shoes. We do not know what brought them to do what they do, to say what they do, to conduct themselves how they do. We do not know how hard their life was. We also do not know how easy their life has been. So it is about seeing each other as God sees us. We are not the gender. We are not the color. We are not the size, the shape, or the form. We are the soul. and all of these souls live here. And we should be living in peace and harmony and recognition and honor of one another and each other and the planet. We should not be trashing our house. We should not be trashing each other. We got to stop this fighting.
Yeah, that's universal knowledge.
Correct.
You are sharing universal knowledge that we can love each other and celebrate that we are part of the universe, part of this prime creator.
Yes.
That created the physical realm, but also the spiritual realm.
Correct.
And, well, I hope that soon we can all embrace each other and celebrate for joy that our freedom is coming.
I agree with you, Martin, and I am so glad that you were willing to say hello. And that's what it starts with. It starts with a hello. And that means you are greeting another soul on the planet, whether they live at your next door as your next door neighbor or whether they live nations away. Say
yes.
Hello. Do not be afraid to love. Do not be afraid that someone may or may not like you, because it does not matter, because the people that do not like you do not matter to you. The people that do like you will include you without exception. And the ones that do not like you, based upon an appearance or a label, have learning to do. Because
yes.
They have prejudged you before you have had an opportunity to shine your soul. So the first thing begins with hello. And if we want these galactics in here, we'll take a look up in our sky and we'll wave and we'll say, thank you. I am grateful that you bring your gifts and your technologies and your higher viewpoint and vantage points to the planet, because we can use that right now. We have dirtied our waters. We have dirtied our soil with corrupted energy systems, and we know there is a better way. And once
yes.
we get our air, water, land, and food source cleaned, our people are happy. And happy people have higher vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just need freedom and love and
yes.
embrace each other, because
correct.
we are one cosmic family.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And every body and being and soul that stands on this land contributes to that family. So we all make a personal choice within that family as to how we choose to conduct ourselves.
Exactly.
And we will make those choices in every moment of every day. And we don't always choose correctly, or we don't always choose a good thing to say or a good thing to do or something that will be beneficial to the universe, because we're human beings and we have emotions. And sometimes we get hurt, or sometimes we have past hurts or past wounds. But if our intentions are loving and to help all that is or all others and not intend any harm, we're not doing anything wrong. We're simply being human beings. We are a God, spark, spirit, whatever you choose to call it, within a human body. And we're just driving this body around, and that's the nuts and bolts of it. We're just driving our car or our body around and existing in this environment, and we're doing the best we can with it.
Yes.
So people need to know that they're divine. They need to know that they're magnificent. They need to know that they are that child of God or creator or great spirit or whatever terminology they wish to place, whatever label they wish to place. God does not live by those labels. Those labels were bought by man,
yes.
not God. And God is love. The God that I know is.
Yes.
So, and that's my message, is that I've had some pretty spectacular big brothers and sisters step in when I was under extreme and tremendous spiritual attack and dark force attack. And I had to recognize, instead of the beatings that I was taking, that I had no idea why I was being beaten, simply because I was asked to help heal, I had to recognize, yes, I've had some things to overcome. However, look at the divine soul that stepped up to help me overcome that. And that's what the galactics are. That's what the angelics are. That's what these advanced races are. They have set down the traumas and the dramas and the struggles. They have learned that fighting is not the answer. They have learned that you do not shed another's blood just because you want something. They have learned respect. They have learned to be responsible stewards of their land, of their home, of their environment. And they know how the energies work. And it is time for these divine souls with higher advanced technologies to come in, because I know that they can neutralize the negative intending technologies. I also know they can clean up the nuclear mess. I also know they can dematerialize an entire nuclear power plant with their technology. In other words, what has been harming here, they can remove it. We do not comprehend it in a lower consciousness form. However, they know exactly what they're doing. They got to where they are because they overcame their problems. They overcame their societal ills. And they are willing to help us do that here. So our leadership needs to step up and stand up and clear the air and say, you know what? We have made some choices in the past that were not for the greatest good. We are done with the genocide. We are done with the Holocaust. We are done with the bloodshed. We are done with the wars. And we're going to take those funds and we're going to send them back to the societies that have been horrifically harmed. And we're going to clean up this mess, and we're going to give you a planet that is worth living on and in, and that is reflective of what you deserve and the conditions that you deserve to live under. Because we're all here equally. Kings and beggars are the same in God's eyes. They are
correct.
A soul.
Yes. Nancy, we have it's beautiful what you're saying, but we have to stop here because there's a show after me.
Okay.
But I want to thank you wholeheartedly, but how can people reach you? What's your website? What's your books? Can you give any contact details?
Yes. You can find the book available online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. It's on e-books. Balboa Press is the publisher, and you can petition them completely, and they are at this time working on my website, and I hope to have it up and running very soon, and then we can expand on this information or just open a forum for people to feel comfortable saying whatever they need to say.
Yes, and what's the title of your book again?
The title of the book is When the Sleeping Giant Awakens Within.
Yes, and you are the author, Nancy L. Briggs.
That is correct.
Yeah, Briggs.
That
so
is correct.
Yes, thank you for being on the show, and my dear friends who were listening. I'll be back Sunday and Monday on Fighting Voices Radio, and next week on BBS with another beautiful guest. Thank you for listening, and namaste.
Thank you, Martin. Namaste to you as well. God's blessing.
God bless.